Hey guys, welcome back. I am your host and you're listening to Real Talk with Angela Bless, and I am, of course, Angela Bless. I pray that everyone had a productive week. I pray that whatever situation that may have been thrown your way, that you handle it the right way. I know sometimes a lot of stuff is out of our control and sometimes we react with our emotions, but that's okay. Just repent and ask God to forgive you and just start over again, because we all are running a race. We run races for different reasons. As long as we're continuing on that path, that journey, and we don't look to the left or to the right, that we continue to cross the threshold, the finish line, and start a new race, you'll be fine. You know, people done worse things than someone having a pit fit or anything. But listen, guys, we're on every Tuesdays and Thursdays around 7 p.m. Eastern time. Sometimes we do it a little later. We try to get this the podcast out by 8. We also have 60 seconds encourage your word. We do that every Monday through Friday. We try to have it out before the day is over with, but I think we're going to try to aim to have it out by noon. So someone, if you want to listen to it and maybe cheer up your day or get encouraged behind it and go from there. We also have Jive Talk Sports Podcast. If you have not been on my page, it's on Instagram, it's Jive Talk 7102. Just check it out. We have news, light news. I'm going to put light sports news because it's very light. We only post the things that's really, really big or important. You know, we try not to be petty about it. We do local highlights and to certain sports, you know, that we have a pass to go in or whatever. But that's another story on itself. But so I was sitting on the porch, and let me tell you about the incident and why I decided to do this topic. So I was sitting on the porch, and you know, I was a little bit down because I didn't want to, something happened in my car that the power steering belt popped. Me was supposed to get it done when I first get someone blessed me with the car. I didn't, kept holding on to it, you know, and it busted. So, you know, I'm sitting up here like, okay, this guy was supposed to come change the belts. He never came. And, you know, I should have just followed my first mind and took it down the street to the mechanic who I normally take my car to. So I'm just sitting over here asking God, you know, crying at God and talking to him like, God, okay, I had a lot of stuff to do. I have an interview next month that I was supposed to go see about these buildings. Couldn't go to the interview. And know, all this just blah, blah, blah. And so I came out here to sit down to do the podcast, and I ran into this short clip of Shia LaBeouf. And if you don't know who Shia LaBeouf, he played Transformers. I think he played in Holes when he was little kids. He's a Nickelodeon, if I'm not mistaken, child star. But Shia LaBeouf is no longer acting because something happened that he found out about the stuff that goes on in Hollywood, I believe, and he just stopped acting. But anyways, and so he had this little short thing. If you want to see it, I have it on my page on Facebook. It's Embracing Love Dash Mentor, and you can follow that page. I put nothing but encouraging word there, Bible scriptures. You know, we just talk positive on that page. Like, we don't talk positive on the other page. Their other pages just be about radio, music, and upcoming events and so forth like that. So listen, so he was talking about letting go. And the amazing part about that, you know, letting go, he said that he had to surrender. That means surrender all. And that's why I wanted to do this podcast about letting go. And not only that, that's on the 16th. So giving it to God and let go and let God. How do you let go and let God? Paul says, throw off everything that hinders us and the sin that's easily entangles us. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 said. Every day we have a choice, a chance to renew our minds in Christ. This allows him to take all that hinders us so we can run the race marked for us. This hinders becomes sin that traps us up and slow us down. Giving it to God may seem scary at first, but our surrendering will bring us freedom. And that's true. You know, the distractions that comes behind us getting off track and not running the race properly or not even finishing the race. We're laying down souls that's waiting for us to run. And even if we run a relay race, you know, we are the most important people, anchor and so forth like that. That baton has to be handed out to the next person in order for the race to be finished off. Runners know that runners know that you run with perseverance, they have to let go of everything. Some would even shave the hair on their entire body because a slick, clean surface makes all the difference. Every day we must choose to let go of what's behind so we have a smooth surface to run into God. And when we let go, we give God a clean slate to do his mighty work in our lives. And, you know, in this case, maybe some of you guys went down a path that I went down. You know, we don't know how to let it go. So when we don't know how to let it go, we do outbursts and we take it out on the wrong people that's helping us. And sometimes we don't know how to let it go. And then we miss our blessings. And we push people away because we don't trust them because of what we went through with the other people that took advantage of us. You know, I think the best thing in life, I know the best thing in life is surrender all, let go, and lay it at Jesus' feet so that you can rest better. What does it mean to let go and let God? When we let go and let God, we're submitting fully to him. We're letting go of whatever we've been trying to do on our own so God can do what only he can do. And that's, you know, that sounds like me, you know, for so long. And I said this before so many times that, you know, when I was younger and I went through the issues in life and molestation and all the other stuff, I felt like I had to take care of myself. I had to protect myself for a very long time. You know, I didn't know God was up there watching me and helping me out. I thought it was always me. So I began to put on a layer of toughness, my heart being cold or hardened, not allowing anyone to come in, not even God himself. I have a book that's coming out, and I've been saying this, the book is coming out. I said that, you know, I built a wall so high that even God himself, I won't even let God in. That says a lot. That's some real deep trust issues. That's some real deep not letting go and allow God to do things. You know, it takes time. It takes time. But I refuse to be in my wisdom age and that me older age and being stuck and prideful in life. I refuse to hold on to everything that's trying to hinder me. You know, and, you know, right now I'm fighting with myself because, you know, I'm like, okay, God, if you're not going to do it, I'm going to do it then. But sometimes I don't know why the man didn't come. I don't know why I have to wait till tomorrow for my car to be back on the road. Anything could happen. And God's trying to maybe protect me. I have no idea for that. But not even that. Down the road in life itself. Surrender to God is literally giving up it and is telling God that we are not big enough to deal with our worries and we must take over. I mean, he must take over, not we. When we finally let go, we give God room to with his mighty arm to do what he needs to do. Mm-mm-mm. The powerful is your arm, strong is your hand. Your right hand is lifted high in glorious strength. Amen. I will love the right hand. I thank you for your right hand covering me, over me, giving me strength in my time of need. Giving it to God simply means to put your complete faith in God to work things out for your good and to know that ultimately it is his will and not your own that determines the outcome. Let me tell you something, guys. So the word I just tried to pronounce, let me tell you something. So Steve Harvey was trying to pronounce a word and he couldn't say it. And I was laughing. Now here I am, can't pronounce a word and someone's going to laugh at me. I'm sorry, Steve Harvey. How to let go, let God. Letting go and let God is a daily moment by moment choice. Like every discipline, disciple in life, we must learn to surrender and give it to God. The enemy seeks every new day to cloud our minds with worries and doubts and fear. And that's true. The devil wants us to hear, you know, God is not going to be there. There's no room for him to help you. He's not coming. To let go and let God becomes a lifestyle, a daily giving it to all to him. Whenever the ugly hairs of negative thoughts seek to invade your space or my space, we must cut them and give them to God immediately. You know, I never knew that. I always waited till the last minute to give it to God. How many of you guys do the same thing? Me? You too. Carrying the past around will only take up space of God's goodness, grace, and favor. Renewing our minds in Christ means letting go of all the burdens he died to take from us. And he died on the cross for me and you so that we wouldn't have to carry these burdens. So right here, I'm just going to give you a few steps because I usually want to keep the podcast under 15 minutes if I don't have a guest, even I'm your host. And I'm sure you love my voice. But I'm just playing. You begin letting go and letting God do what only He can do by start each day by giving it to God. Whatever situation you may be going through in life, just start small and just give it to God. Hey, God, my kid's not acting right. I give them to you. You know, you can have them. I'm just playing. But, you know, put them back in His hands. God, these bills are due. I'm going to leave them in your hands. You know, God, or I'm waiting on this check to come in. I'm just going to put it at your feet. You know, not going back to look and making sure he got it. We don't need that. We don't need to micromanage God. You know, God don't need us micromanaging Him. He's God. You know, how dare we? Give it to God by starting each day with prayer. Speak to God. Yes, the day of full responsibility, but first talk to God. And when you get up in the morning, just talk to God. Thank Him. Pray. Father in heaven, hallowed be that name. That, you know, say that prayer. You know, give it to Him first. I know we're busy. We got kids going to school. And you got to make lunch. You got to fix your husband's meal. You got to clean up the house. You got to do this. But totally give it to God. He wants to take care of our worries and our burdens. Not our worry, because it don't belong to us. He wants to take care of the worries that is entangling us. Yeah. Give it to God, but surrender yourself with encouragement. And start encouraging yourself. You got to encourage yourself. Let me explain to you. Half of the time, people really don't care about what you're going through in life. Most people, not all people. You have the people that call and check up on you all the time. And then you have the people that calls and try to be nosy. And then you have people that don't call and you need somebody to talk to. Start by encouraging yourself first. And if that don't work, try to call someone that you can trust. Or, you know, or if it's deeper than that, when it comes to depression and the wrong thoughts in our mind, we do have the three-digit number you can call, 988. And there's someone that can help you and talk to and guide you through the way in life. You know, I'm sitting outside so amazing out here. I haven't been out here in a while. But, you know, God is so good. Give it to God by renewing your mind continually. The world will constantly try to add worries to your day, so it is important that you maintain your spiritual health. Continually surrender those worries to God. Trust and believe that God is for you. He loves you and wants only the best for you. When you let go, you can fully rest in His strength. You don't have to worry. The Creator of the world is on your side. And no matter what situation you may be going through, you hear the trucks on my side because it's so amazing and nice out here. Ooh. God is there for you. He will be your strength in time of need. He will be your high mountain. He will be your everything in your time of need. I think a lot of times we don't fully trust ourselves, so we can't trust another human being because of what we probably did to other people and also what we've been through in life. But listen, to remove that burden off your shoulder and to sit in the peace that surpasses all understanding. And not the peace that the world gives you, but the peace that God gives you. He's going to make a way out of no way. He's already making a way out of no way. He's going to be there for you just in the nick of time. The doors are open. Are you prepared to walk through those doors? Are you prepared to run the next race? Are you? Trust in God. Stop worrying. Stress will kill you. Stress will hurt you. Stress will make you sick. Stop worrying. I know it's hard, but let's do it day by day. Every time we get up, anything that's trying to come and get you, anything you've been dealing with all week long, lay it at His feet. He's a God of second chances. And I'm still trusting God that this week is not even over with, that He's going to bless a lot of you guys that's listening to this podcast. I love you guys. Stay encouraged. I'm Angela Bless. I approve this message. And you can just listen to me on all platforms. I can't even talk today. On all platforms, guys. All platforms. There you go. On all platforms. Love you guys. Continue to be blessed.